Thank you, Your Honor. So I'm just going to say, you know, I've been doing this long enough that people know if I have an opinion, I'm going to share it. I think you're the right person for this job. I truly do. If I didn't, I would tell you right now. I've done it before. I've publicly called out employees, whether at this level or the county level. I don't like doing it, but if I'm unhappy with someone, I don't think they're qualified for the job or up to it, I've been pretty clear. Just look at my record. I think you're the one for the job. What I would say is the six of us, and the seven, if you including the mayor, I would say, we rely on you. All right, you're the expert. All right, we're not, okay? I'm not an engineer. I'm not a finance director. I mean, you guys are the talented ones that come to us and use your best judgment. So I hope moving forward, don't be concerned. And like I said, my time up here is coming to an end. So, you know, some people are going to hope everybody could be here, right? Mayor's the only one that's on the ballot with the opposition, right? But the reality is, don't worry about what we think when it comes to the health and well-being of our residents. Like, do what you think is best in your judgment, okay? And then we'll go from there.
All right, heard. Thank you.
Okay. With that, I think we'll move on. Thank you. By the way, it continues, so appreciate your support for the health department and their work, and Courtney and her work. So thank you very much. And if you get a chance to see the superintendent, the two health nurses are coming at no cost to the city. So no cost to the city as an organization. see, I clarified that. So thank you. Item G1 is a list of donations for January and February.
So moved.
With our gratitude, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll call this unanimous. All those in, any opposed? Hearing none, we'll call it unanimous. Item G2, Courtney, Light and Unite Red Week, and I can never say this in all the years I've been doing this. This is our annual initiative to shine the spotlight on the dangers of substance misuse.
Has left.
We must have had a guest. I hope they enjoyed the call. Courtney?
So this is not new to anyone up there, I don't believe. So Light and Unite Red usually takes place at the end of January, but for this year and moving forward, they moved it to coincide with Drug and Alcohol Fact Week, just to kind of combine similar initiatives in one, rather than having two competing against each other in back-to-back months. So nothing new. This is the proclamation we ask every year for the week for the city to show support for the initiative by lighting the trees outside red, just asking people to support the initiatives. They're a little bit toned down this year, unfortunately. We can't do as much with the school district as we normally do, but we will be, you know, pushing the messaging and hopefully still turning the lights red outside during that week.
As a former staff member at DePaul Hospital, they have my support. Item G3 is a resolution accepting a conservation easement for...
Second.
So moved.
Discussion on anyone on the phone? All those in, well, let's do roll call on this one. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
This may work. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G4, resolution accepting the buffer yard easement for the same lot.
Second.
Second.
Let's give that to Barber. Hey. You don't mind? Madam Clerk?
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G5. We got waivers. Resolution for conditions and restrictions on the credit union drive-through for 27th Street. Alderman Wilhelm.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd like to, due to the expected delays, I'd like to make the motion with the amendment to the expiration, extending it from 1 year to 2 years.
Ms. X?
That would be on the resolution on the bottom of page 42, the second, be it further resolved, are null and void upon the expiration of 1 year, would go to 2 years.
We're checking with Marion.
I'm here.
Any issues with that?
No, that seems reasonable.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk?
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G6, an ordinance to amend the capital budgets for 2020.
So moved.
For carryover of $40,000 for the barn project.
Second.
Let's say thank you, Jim Lucky, Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. City Engineer, this is the only barn-related subject matter on here, correct?
Next one.
Okay.
Yeah, the next one.
All right.
Madam Clerk.
It's just the money, moving the money. Page 131.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G7 is the contracts for the barn project.
I got a motion to second.
All right, Mr. City Attorney, it's page 133.
I've received no direction on what is to go in a MOU.
Oh.
Two MOUs.
Sure. Well, this one can.
Alderman Taylor.
So this one, and I Dan Mayer, I will let him chime. He made the motion. I second. This is to actually do the work that needs to be done once the city takes ownership. I think for other direction, which I think I'd like to see come back to the next council meeting, would be some sort of memorandum of understanding. I asked Mr. Lucky if he could map out like a calendar of when they typically use the different buildings during the course of the year and have some sort of, you know, management usage agreement. I just think at the end of the day, this is a treasure that's been saved. Many buildings have been saved by the Historical Society that now, you know, it's in the city's hands, that we should treat these buildings, they are ours, but we should really treat them in terms of a maintenance perspective as ours. So larger capital projects like a roof, things like that, should be part of our capital budget. We can't expect this this group of individuals to continue to raise big chunks of money. I see this as being the last addition probably to our little historic downtown, and that they can, you know, manage it throughout the course of the year, use it, you know, so some sort of users agreement is what I'm kind of looking for, so they can have the programming that they have had in past years and still help, you know, the next generation of kids, you know, in the school when they have the classrooms and over the 4th of July weekend and, you know, whether it's Christmas tree lighting, which I guess the tree's down, but I'm sure you'll figure out something else. So that's what I would expect to come back, is some sort of usage. And I know we've done something similar with the Painesville Church, which is on in my district, that's on 27th and Ryan, where that building, you know, they could have literally, the group that was running it could have just walked away, or we're going to have to walk away because they didn't have the funds. And now, you know, we are mowing the property and stuff like that. So at some point, you know, it's ours and we need to take care of it.
Here's my suggestion. Even though I have more than enough to do over the next till the 7th, let's the three of us just get together. I don't see this as to be a big deal.
Okay.
We got two agreements to do.
Us three? Or
Jim? Us three.
Us three. Okay.
And then we can get give Jesse? An outline to Jesse.
Okay, that works for me.
That's not part of the
motion. No, it's not part of the motion. It's just us.
We'll just do it.
Mr. City Attorney. Well, Glenn can join us.
The motion is to go ahead and do all these works of improvement upon a barn that I'm understanding technically the city does not own at this point in time. So,
well, I would say then.
Well, the ownership agreement is going to be that big.
Right.
Right? It's the city owns the following properties.
Well, action on this motion, absent any further signed, delivered
Well, how about we do this? Dan, would you make a little amendment to your motion saying pending the signing and approval of the MOU?
Yeah, whatever it takes to get this done, let's get it done. And yeah, I'll make whatever appropriate motion to do that.
City attorney.
Is that available within the time limits of what you had set up here, Mr. City Engineer?
I would expect this would get done early summer. What they expect.
But in terms of awarding contracts and proceeding, I'm hearing that the motion would be subject to the execution and delivery of the ownership as well as maintenance agreements, which would not occur.
If we get together tomorrow morning, we can get this written.
Right. With permission, I would like to get Wind Energy started.
Council would have to approve it unless it's subject to agreements as determined by the mayor and city staff.
I would say that I think what I'm asking is that the motion would read that we would move forward on these items pending the approval of an MOU and maintenance agreement, which, based on what the mayor's saying, and I'm more than willing in the time between now and April, April 20th or 17th, whatever it is, but in the next few weeks to get that done. And we could do it this week. The three of us get together and get that document drafted, and then at the next common council meeting, we adopt, and that's the kicker.
City attorney.
Same question to the city engineer. Is that time available with regard to awards here on to wait till April 6th common council meeting?
Yeah, I after reviewing the quotes, I'll ask Mr. Luck if he recalls differently, but I don't think anybody's so urgent that they need it to happen this week, next week.
Especially after the last couple of months.
Right. So I do have some comments.
Mr. City Engineer.
So for one, I do want to, again, thank Mr. Lucky. He got at least two quotes in each of these categories, was most helpful in doing that. They were competitive quotes. I will say that notice that there are some other dollars in here. So We Energies, we've got Home Depot for kind of a fixtures for lights. And then we'll save the rest of it. We'll finish it up as quick as we can, as staff allows, but probably some landscaping costs and those kinds of things that DPW will spend later this year.
Okay, so what's the motion?
Move to authorize staff to expend $20,000 and enter into contracts with JJ Electric LLC for $4,865, GNL Contracting Services LLC for $9,850, Southeast Construction LLC for $2,395, and other expenditures as needed to complete the electrical ADA concrete work and painting of the historical barn at 8038 South Legend Drive, pending the approval and signing of the Memorandum of Understanding.
Is that your motion, Alderman Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, it's been seconded.
Yep, that's
anything
my
else?
Second.
Alderman Taylor.
All those in, let's roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G8, status of the West Marquette Public Road Extension grant. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, luckily in politics, it's not that often that you get to have a do-over. Many times we make a decision and, I guess you could say you're stuck with it, but in my 12 years in office in this area, and some of that, if you count the 6 years on the county board, you kind of double dip, and so what's that, about like 18 years or whatever? But anyways, In my 12 years up here, I can't remember too many times, or really any in particular, where I went home and something just didn't sit right with me. And so rarely do I say that I've made a mistake. And I'm not saying I necessarily made one. However, just in looking at this issue, it's something that we have been talking about for 12 years. And I give Alderwoman Wilhelm a ton of credit because she has been on top of this. And her and I didn't have a chance to even talk about this item. She didn't work me over or anything like that. It comes a point where you have to look at what's in the best interest of the school district, the kids, the neighborhood, and the city as a whole. I'm still very disappointed that the school district constantly on these issues sits on the sideline and watches. I'm happy that they're helping with the nurses for this virus situation, this pandemic, but when it comes to issues like sidewalks and roads, it just seems like they put their hands in the air and say it's your problem, it's not ours. And so that being said, you know, I think we have to do what's necessary to move this project forward. I commend the Alderwoman for all the work that she's done to keep this issue going. I know it's not been easy for her. I know it's been stressful, especially, you know, when I know she's been very supportive of many, many things that I've done in my time up here. And I think, you know, personally, I think she feels that I let her down. And of course, that wasn't my intent. You know, obviously, people in the area have reached out to me and, you know, voiced their concerns, and I've listened. And I think the best thing to do is to move this thing forward. The first thing would be to go out to bid and see what it cost, and let those costs come back to the Common Council and see what it is. We obviously have learned. The reason it was tabled was we didn't have all the information. I think, you know, many times you want to know exactly what you're voting on, and we did not know that the grants, we didn't know the status of the grants, but we knew we were going to get an answer soon, and we have. So now that we didn't get any, we didn't get lucky, and we had two projects, and neither of them received any money. So now, you know, we should take a look at what's in the budget and go out to bid on the roads. The second thing I'd like to see is let's get agreements with the developers. The Alderwoman has had, you know, all those conversations. Let's go and get agreements for the right-of-way, any easements, anything we need. If she's saying that there's $262,000 worth of, or $260-some thousand worth of property or whatever we're getting, let's do that. So that would be my motion.
Just a second, Kristen. Alderman Taylor.
That I'm saying that's my motion. We can have a conversation about this. It's not very often. Like I said, it's not very often that you get a do-over, and I feel like this is the opportunity that I get to do it over.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I guess I would like Alderman Taylor to consider, since it is my district and I've worked really hard, if you would allow me to take a shot of putting that in motion, everything you just said, and if you would second it for me.
Sure, I have no issue with that.
Alderman Danbury, you withdraw your second?
I'll withdraw the second.
Alderman Taylor, you withdraw your motion?
I withdraw my motion with the caveat that the stuff I talked about is in the motion.
Alderman Willem?
I took notes as he was speaking. I move to authorize staff to prepare the necessary documents to receive developer donations for the road right-of-way and engineering specifications for Marquette Avenue, and to advertise for bid as a competitive public construction project.
I'll second that.
Clarification.
Mr. Morrow.
Clarification, are we talking about just the road and sidewalk, or are we talking about the underlying utilities in the corridor?
It's got to have the sidewalk.
Understand. I think the expensive part on top of that is sanitary sewer and water main.
Well, here we go again. Alderman Dandria.
I wanted to add that caveat that we obtain a bid, but there's two parts to the bid. Just road only, and with the understanding of finding out what the infrastructure costs are going to be. So then we have a number that we can then go back to the developer. I'm understanding that the original motion was road only, and everyone understood that I was deeply concerned that we didn't understand all the numbers. And I was waiting for, like most of us, we were waiting for the outcome. And so with that exception, you know, that caveat, to make sure that our bid is road only, and then...
So let me get that, let me get it clear, because obviously I was going down a path, and obviously it's the Alderwoman's motion, she'll have to make that change, but I guess